tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Matt DiPerno wants to keep two prosecution witnesses from testifying against him in court. Former Attorney General candidate wants the court to strike two prosecution witnesses from his criminal trial because they allegedly violated privilege. Matthew DiPerno, who continued preliminary examination, was delayed so that the judge could hear his motion, claims that the prosecution knew privilege existed between himself and private investigator Michael Lynch and computer professional Ben Cotton. Both used information from them anyway to discover additional evidence. The government has made clear that it intends to use the evidence at the preliminary examination and at trial, notwithstanding the breach, said his defense attorney Michael Conkright, who wrote it in a December 8th court filing. Muskegon prosecutor D.J. Hilson, who was assigned to the case after the Attorney General Dana Nessel recused herself and her office, countered that evidence, including certain text messages, is admissible under the crime fraud exemption. Oakland County District Court Judge Derek Meineke will hear the motion on January the 23rd. The crime fraud exemption voids attorney-client privilege for communications used to further a crime or fraud. Conkright's filing says that the exception doesn't apply, in part because the prosecution has no other evidence outside of the text messages provided by Cotton and involving DiPerno and Lynch. All three of them were on a group text message, and the defense noted that even if the provisions applied, the prosecution has produced zero independent evidence to support their crime fraud theory. Defense also alleges that the Attorney General's office recognized in an April 2022 interview with Lynch that they even knew that the privilege existed. The defense court filing identifies a number of problems they claim prohibit the use of these text messages, including that no warrant or investigative subpoena was ever used to get Cotton's messages. Well, the prosecutor, Hilson, countered that a warrant wasn't necessary because Cotton, as a party to the text conversation, voluntarily turned over the messages, according to the prosecution's court filing. A grand jury indicted DiPerno, ex-state House Representative Dare Rendon and attorney Stephanie Lambert in court records to charges of conspiracy to commit undue possession of a voting machine. DiPerno and Lambert are also charged with undue possession of a voting machine, conspiracy to commit unauthorized access to a computer, computer system, and willfully damaging a voting machine. Rendon faces additional charges of false pretenses. DiPerno and Rendon's cases were sent to district court for preliminary examination, which began on October the 9th, and it was delayed until December 18th and 19th. After the defense challenged the text messages as well. We'll continue, wrap this up the other side. Short break, we'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizen's ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. Just to wrap up this story, the delayed case from December 18th, 19th, hearing the challenges by Matt DiPerno's defense attorney, as well as Dare Rendon's attorney, will be pushed over till after the holidays. The attorney's case, Lambert, is pending in Oakland County Circuit Court. The hearing is set for January 14th, and the trial is tentatively set for March. Now, I want to wrap this story up with this opinion. All three of these individuals are Republicans. Former State Representative Dare Rendon, outstanding conservative voting record as a state representative, term limited out of office. Matt DiPernell ran as a Republican candidate for Attorney General and was endorsed by President Donald Trump. Stephanie Lambert, I've had her on the show. I know Stephanie. We talked about the lawsuit Bill Bailey filed here in Antrim County back in 2020 over the debacle of our election handled by then County Clerk Cheryl Guy. Stephanie called me. We had questions back and forth for each other regarding what she was doing as well as what Bill Bailey was doing with, again, his attorney, Matt DiPernell, here in Antrim County. Matt DiPernell and Stephanie Lambert worked together on Bill Bailey's case. All three Republicans being charged by this Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel. And only because of the conflict of interest, because of when these alleged events took place, ultimately then DiPernell running against Dana Nessel for Attorney General, did she have to refer DiPernell's prosecution to another prosecutor? And who did she choose? A very far left leaning DJ Hilson, prosecutor from Muskegon County. Again, Dana Nessel using her office for lawfare against Republicans. These cases should never even been brought. But they have, and now these people have to go through the expense of hiring a defense attorney to defend them in court. I will be so happy when we are done with Dana Nessel as our attorney general. Thank God for term limits. Now, other things happening in Lansing that I think is pretty interesting, and this is kind of the end of the year wrap up. MERS News Service issues quote of the days every single day throughout the legislative session, especially when they are in session in Lansing. Well, they've decided already and have come out with the quote of the year for this year, 2025. It's given to State Representative Kelly Breen, the Communist Democrat from Novi, regarding House Speaker Matt Hall, who Democrats fear are governing by press releases. That statement was made on March 6, 2025. Well, this is actually her full quote of the day that has given her the honor of quote of the year. If he, referring to House Speaker Matt Hall, wants to have a press conference every day and be a diva, I will gladly buy him a tiara. End quote. So Kyle Malin and his fellow staff editors of MERS News Service feels that that quote gave her quote of the year. There were honorable mentions, however, and I find some of these kind of entertaining. Peter Spadafore, executive director of the Michigan Alliance for Student Opportunities, after the legislature failed to complete a spending document for the upcoming fiscal year. You can't will a budget into existence with press releases. Believe me, we've tried. Okay. Number two honorable mention. I'm overwhelmed by the lack of calls urging me to run for the U.S. Senate. That was made by Kurt Berryman, the auto dealer's lobbyist, on Facebook after U.S. Senator Gary Peters' decision not to run spurred a lot of speculation on potential successors that would run for the U.S. Senate. That quote was made back on January 28th. Well, one quote of the day, number three, got honorable mention, was by House Speaker Matt Hall when he was asked to explain why he has not had a face-to-face meeting yet with Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. He said, quote, who knows where she is? But they're not even in session over there in the Senate chamber. She was last seen with Grimace. Grimace, of course, being the character from McDonald's, was wandering the Capitol last week because of the anniversary with Ronald McDonald House. That was done back on March 26. So she was last seen with Grimace. Oh, that's funny. And man, I got to give you congratulations. I think that statement should have been quote of the year. Honorable mention number four. What is the holdup in the House session? I go away for a bit to get a colonoscopy and come back with nothing passing. Well, this came from Jim Kirch of Kelly Cawthorn commenting on the House session after hours of inaction in a few failed third reading votes. Kirch, known at the Capitol for dressing up as Batman during the polar plunge. And he really did have a colonoscopy back on July 24th. He's a lobbyist and got honorable mention for that. And again, honorable mentions. Number five. I guess I had a lot more patience for the Democrats than I knew was possible. That, of course, given to House Speaker Matt Hall when asked about what he learned about himself during the budget negotiations. That came on October 9th when they finally got the budget done and sent to the governor for signing. Now, there were some other quotes worthy of another read. I also endorse Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor of Minnesota, not Michigan. Former State Representative Bo Lefay reacting on social media to a post from 87-year-old actor George Takei of Star Trek fame that he's endorsing Benson to be Michigan's governor. The post was later corrected on social media platforms to say Michigan. But an original Facebook post remained up as late as 10 p.m. on January 23rd. Another quote, Duggan running a great state house campaign so far. Well, he's not running for state house. He's running for governor as an independent. That came from Democrat State Representative Joey Andrews from St. Joseph. In response to today's campaign finance filing showing independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan raised $63,500 in his first 27 days for governor. That statement came, of course, back on January 31st. Another quote. This is funny, actually. Breaking news. Whitmer calls special election for the 35th State Senate District. April Fools, everybody. 270 people, 270,000 people still don't have a voice in the state Senate because Governor Whitmer is playing politics with the special election. That was back on April 1st, April Fool's Day, by Republican Senator Roger Hulk of Union Township. Well, guess what? Special election primary, folks, is going to be in March next year. And then they're going to have a special election 60 days later in May. This will be over 1 year and 5 months that the 270,000 people from the 35th State Senate District will have been without a state senator. Kind of interesting. Another kind of interesting quote of the day. Thanks again to the state Republican Party for boosting my name recognition. When they do that, I tend to win elections. Who said that? Well, that came from U.S. Senate candidate Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, who has won both her state Senate elections after Republican attempts to trivialize her campaigns backfired. Today's effort was a Michigan GOP fundraising email criticizing her immigration stance, and that came back on June 17th. Now, this one is very interesting. We'll wrap this story up with this one. Curtis Hertel Jr., chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, said, "I look forward to their independent campaign." Who was he talking about? Democrats who attended Mike Duggan's press conference and showed support for his independent run for governor. That came out on August the 19th, 2025. Well, Hertel was basically saying, "You Democrats, you're no longer considered Democrats, and I look forward to your independent campaigns in the future." So there's going to be some infighting in the Democrat Party, definitely, definitely, over their support for Mike Duggan. These are the quotes of the day that made quote of the year, as well as honorable mention and other notable quotes coming from state reps, state senators, and folks in politics down in Lansing. Find it kind of interesting, and just wanted to share that with you guys. Final half hour of today's Christmas Eve show. Bottom of the hour newsbreak. We'll be right back.